Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Kyle Norman. After a brief message from one of our sponsors, we will listen to today's verse.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's verse can be found in Luke chapter 4, verse 42. At daybreak, Jesus went out to a solitary place. The people were looking for him, and when they came to where he was, they tried to keep him from leaving them. But Jesus said, "I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns also, because that is why I have come." Do you know what one of the greatest distractions to our life with God is, that which hinders a deepening prayer life? The answer might shock you, because it's not the secular ways of the world in which we live, it's not the wiles of the devil, or even our own sins or weaknesses. Now, one of the biggest hurdles to a life of prayer is ministry. This might sound strange, but for those of us who are followers of Jesus, who love serving him, we sometimes get so busy doing things for Jesus that we forget to take time to be with him. One of the things that Jesus models for us is this ability to carve out times of silence and solitude, a time where Jesus is simply alone with God the Father. We see this in the reading read above. This is the start of Jesus' public ministry. At this point, he is the rabbi and the preacher, and he has a band of disciples around him. Jesus has just begun to proclaim the kingdom of God and heal the sick and the infirmed. Our reading follows directly after Jesus' healing of Peter's mother-in-law. And from that event, the word about Jesus spreads rapidly. People learn that Jesus is a person who can heal, who can comfort, who can restore life. And so the house where the disciples were staying, it gets overrun with people. Now just imagine the scene. People are pressing in through the doorway and the windows. Some are probably running around to the back of the house in order to find a way in there. We know from another story that tearing apart the roof was also tried on occasions. So there is frenzy and fervor, and there is active ministry buzzing all around. No matter which way you slice it, this is a good start to Jesus' public ministry. And he stands in the middle, and he teaches, and he heals, and he cures. Eventually, the night comes, and people go home. Time of ministry draws to a close. But when the morning comes, the crowd comes back, which is not surprising, because they want more. There is more ministry to be done. There is more healings to happen and more teaching to listen to. And so Jesus has a busy day ahead of him. Except Jesus is nowhere to be found. Because in the early morning hours, while it was still dark and quiet, Jesus goes off by himself to pray. Even though Jesus is the incarnation of God, God wrapped in human flesh, Even though he enjoys perfect unity with God the Father, even Jesus makes the time to pray, to listen, to sit alone with the Father. Instead of constantly doing things for God, Jesus takes time to be with God. Instead of performing the deeds of the kingdom, Jesus takes time to rest in the kingdom. Busyness, even good, God-honoring ministerial busyness, can disrupt our life with God. Being caught in the current of go, go, go eventually works against us. It begins to sap our strength and resolve. And often what we find is that our time with God becomes few and far between. Have you ever heard anybody lament, "If I only had more time," or "I wish there were more hours in the day"? Sometimes that's connected to our spiritual lives. People say things like, "Well, I'm too busy to pray," or "I just don't have time to go to church." You know, it can be hard to break those rhythms because busyness wants to keep us in busyness. But when our eyes are too busy looking to the next thing, well, it rarely has time to notice where Jesus is calling us. We rarely have time to listen to what Jesus is saying to us. Resting with Jesus in prayer, it brings clarity to us. When Jesus removes himself and spends times with prayer, he receives clarity about the direction of his life and the shape of his ministry. And so he says, "We must go to other towns." And so he leaves the busyness of that place to attend to where God was calling him. How do you make the time for Jesus in your life? When's the last time that you have been able to carve out even 5 minutes to sit with your Lord? Do you cultivate a practice where you attend to nobody else but the Lord with you and do nothing else but reach out to the one who reaches out to you? If you find yourself fighting against busyness, perhaps try what Jesus does. Walk away. Walk away from the tasks and the demands, as good as they are, just for a short while. Did you notice that when Jesus walked away from the crowd, the world didn't end? And neither will life collapse if you don't get to your to-do list right at this moment. No, Jesus is in control, and he will lead and he will guide. Why don't you try it today? It doesn't have to be complicated. At the close of this recording, simply shut the door, put your phone down, and simply sit in silence just for a few minutes. Walk away. Spend some quality time with your Lord. This simple action might just bring clarity, direction, and comfort to whatever lies ahead of you.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
And we're hosts of the Kainos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
The word kainos means new, and that's exactly what we want to do on our podcast. Bring something new from what is old in our faith.
And on this show, you might hear us explore topics like what the Bible has to say about student loan forgiveness, discuss how the Satanic Temple affects our view of religious liberty in America, or even question why is it that so many people are having rapture anxiety.
To learn more about the podcast, go to lifeaudio.com.